Well, amen. I'm just excited to be back over here, amen. Always joy to come over here. I didn't know if I was going to, or if God was going to give me liberty to preach. I had something on my mind, but I just couldn't ever get it off my mind, amen. God said, go ahead. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 8. Just one verse, amen. That's all we're going to read, amen. Isaiah 40 and verse number 8 says this. Well, let me back up verse 7, amen. The grass withereth, the fire fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord blesseth upon it. Surely the people is grass. But listen now. The grass withers, the fire fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm glad that the word of God will stand forever, amen. We think about this, Brother Keith. We don't think about it all the time. God tells us to meditate on His word day and night. Because why? He told us that this world may pass away.
Amen.
But my word shall not.
Amen.
Amen. That's why, praise God, we can trust in the word of God. For it never shall pass away.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen.
Amen.
He says in the word of God there that He holds His word above His name.
Amen.
Oh my. That word's very precious.
Amen.
If people can only realize and only thank God and only realize that the word of God is very precious, then this world would be a much better place if they get saved. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I thank God today that the word of God is what saved me.
Amen.
The word of God is what's going to save everybody in the world. Amen. The word of God, what is that word, preacher? It's the Son of God.
Amen.
Jesus is His name. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my, that would be sufficient, preacher.
Amen.
Oh my, just that name.
Amen.
Oh, thank God. He's the virgin born. Emmanuel, amen.
Amen.
God with us. Amen. That's what that word Emmanuel means. Amen. Shoot. Oh, thank God. He came down to earth to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
You say, preacher, how did the Lamb of Glory leave the splendor of heaven, come down? Because for one reason, He had to do His Father's will.
Amen.
Oh my! Think about the Word of God; it's going to stand forever. Thank God. Jesus had to come down here and die to fulfill the Word of God.
Amen.
Yep.
And He rose again to fulfill the Word of God.
Amen.
And He's coming back one day, praise God, to fulfill the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, the Lamb of God. If you ain't ready, you better get ready. Oh, I'm saying this morning. Amen. Because Jesus is a coming back, ready or not.
Amen.
The word of God is being, the prophecy's been fulfilled. The word of God, amen, stays true, amen. Whether nobody likes it or not. Amen. Thank God today, the word of God will always be true.
Amen.
Amen. Whether people say, well, people say, oh, the word of God's a lie. No, it ain't. God said, let every man be a liar and God be true.
Amen.
Amen. I think I'm just going to stay with God.
Amen.
You know what? If I don't, I couldn't reach nobody.
Amen. Nothing wrong.
If we don't stay with God, listen to me. If we don't stay with God, then what are we living for?
Amen. Nothing wrong.
What are we living for if we don't trust God?
Him, Lord.
We ain't living for nothing if we don't trust God.
Amen.
Why do we trust Him? Because He's all powerful.
Amen.
He's all knowing. He's the rock of my soul. Amen. Amen. I was thinking about that earlier.
Amen.
If I am a rock of my soul,
amen,
that's my sword and my shield.
Amen.
Yay! Praise God. That's what the Word of God is, amen. It's sharp as a two-edged sword. Amen. Thank God today. If you're looking for something to believe in, if you're looking for something that'll stand the test, the Word of God will do that for you.
Amen.
Amen. It always will. Amen. Word of God.
Amen.
You don't have to look no further than the Word of God. If you want Amen. Real peace, real joy, real happiness. Oh. The Word of God is the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Over in John, chapter number 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Oh, you say, preacher, he's been from the very beginning? Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. And he ain't a changing. He's a never changing God. And his word will not change. It means just what it says this morning. Now, if you can't take God's word for it, you're wrong. You might be able to try to take my word for something, but if you don't take God for it, you won't prosper. God's word, amen, is thank God it's eternal.
Amen.
It always stands. My word, if you take my word for something, it'll vanish away.
Yeah.
But God's word will stand.
Amen.
Forever. There might be somebody that's listening to me, amen, that's trying to make a decision whether to trust God or whether just to go on about their business.
Yes, and Lord.
Trust God this morning.
Amen.
His word stands forever. It won't lead you wrong. Praise God. The devil will try to lead you Amen. Wrong, but God won't.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
See, I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and she was concerned about one thing, and she asked me, what Bible verses on fear, amen, is. See, she was fearful about something.
Yeah.
But I said, just trust God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't fear anything. Because if you're saved, fear the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't talking about being scared of Him. I'm telling you, you ought to have a reverential fear of God.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to come before His presence, amen, with that reverential fear, right?
Amen.
And thank God rather than enter into His court for praise, amen.
Bless Him, Lord.
And thanksgiving, amen. If we do that, thank God. Hey, I've often heard it said this way, amen. What if you woke up and only had what you thanked God for yesterday? I'd still have salvation, thank God.
Amen.
You know what? Hallelujah, Lamb of God. Because salvation means the world to me.
Amen.
I know where I'm going when I die. God's word stands forever.
Amen.
Amen. We see here that the word of God will stand forever because it's the infallible word of God.
Amen.
It won't change. No matter how many times somebody tries to rewrite the Bible.
Amen.
It won't change. God's word will never, never change.
Amen.
It'll always stay the same. Praise God, so looking for change. In me, you'll find some. But thank God, if you're looking for change in the Word of God, hallelujah, you won't find any.
True.
Because it always means just what it seems. Amen. You ought to take God's word for it.
Amen.
Not mine. Not Brother Keith's.
Amen.
Not Brother Brad's. Amen. You ought to take God's word for it.
Amen.
It'll stay the same.
Amen.
We change. But God don't.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I said the word of God shall stand forever. Amen. I'm glad today that the word of God is going to stand forever.
Amen.
Hey, you can try to burn it, but thank God you won't burn it. Amen. Amen. Because it's written upon the tables of my heart.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Bless Him, Lord.
Lord of God, you can't take that away from me. Amen.
Amen.
And no matter how bad this world's getting,
amen,
and they try to silence us, we ain't going to be quiet.
Amen.
Because we have a job to do.
Amen.
The Bible plainly says, go out in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says over in Jeremiah 6 and verse 16, He says, seek ye after the old paths. Where is the good way? Amen. Sure. Amen. There you shall find rest for your soul.
Amen.
Oh, thank God you need rest today, amen, for your soul.
Amen.
Seek the old paths. Oh, my. You say, preacher, what is the old path? The word of God.
Amen.
It shall stand forever.
Amen.
That old path, amen, shall stand. I don't care, amen, if somebody tries to tell me to switch to this old modern version, amen. No, I'm going to stay with the book, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to stay with what works.
Amen.
Because it's going to stand forever. There's no changing God's word.
Amen.
No matter how many times somebody's tried to rewrite.
Amen.
No changing the word of God. It means just what it says today. Amen. If you don't believe it, take God's word for it.
Amen.
Amen. God's the only one that you can rely on in this life. You can't rely on nobody else except God. Hey, we change, but God don't.
Amen.
If God changes, we wouldn't be have salvation.
Amen.
Because he would change our eternal destiny. I believe that. If he changed, amen, but he don't. Oh, thank God. But I'm glad today salvation, amen, comes by God and him alone.
Amen.
The word of God, thank God, sows the seed. Phew.
Amen.
And a man of God waters that seed.
Yeah.
But it's God who's got to give the harvest.
Amen.
Amen. Phew. That's why the word of God shall stand forever. God has to be the one to do anything.
Amen. Amen.
If you say, well, I can do it myself. No, you can't. God has to do it. Amen. Because there's nothing in this world that we can do ourselves. God has to help us do anything. It's in him that we live. It's in him that we have our being. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God today for the word of God. It always stands true. Amen. Against anything. Amen. The word of God's going to stand.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't believe it, ask God to show you. Amen. He will.
Amen.
He will. I'll
Amen.
Tell you. He'll show you what your purpose is in life. Prove the word of God. He'll show you, thank God, whether you're lost or whether you're saved.
Amen.
Through the word of God. He'll show you he's your protector through the word of God.
Amen.
He's your peace in the time of trouble in the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, the word of God will always stand because he's everything you need. Amen. You just have to search the scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God, because God, thank God, he speaks to me.
Amen.
Amen. Through the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Keith, I'm done.
Wrong hand, ain't it?
Yeah. Hey.
just a lot better that one.
Yeah.
Amen.